It's growing back now, and I've decided to let it. I mean, it's not like I can win, you know? I've tried dressing down in t-shirts and baggy pants with no makeup, and it's still either, "Come here, pretty mama," from cocky boys like Wesley, who I have absolutely no use for, or getting grief from girls I used to want as friends. I even thought about getting brown contact lenses once to cover up my green eyes, but my friend Sterling talked me out of it. He's light-skinned too, so he knows where I'm coming from. He said he used to twist himself into a pretzel over it until he realized God loves him just the way he is. Besides, he told me if I did start wearing colored contacts, those girls would only say I was trying to be something I'm not. And he's right. So I give up. Let them say what they want. I am not a skin color or a hank of wavy hair. I am a person. And if they don't get that, it's their problem, not mine. I'm better off with friends like Deandra and Janelle, who know I'm more than what I look like. They know I've got a brain and I know how to use it. They're no dummies either. That's why I asked Mr. Ward if the three of us could do a group project on women of the Harlem Renaissance for extra credit. We had our first meeting at my house. "Can we do Zora Neale Hurston?" asked Janelle. "I know we read Their Eyes Were Watching God in class, but she wrote a bunch of other stuff too." "You're right," I said. "Good idea." I picked up my pad and wrote Z. Hurston at the top. "Okay, that's a good start, but I think we should cover some women you don't hear so much about." "Like?" "Georgia Douglas Johnson. I read some of her work in a book called 3,000 Years of Black Poetry. I'd never heard of her before, and I bet nobody else in class has either." "Cool," said Deandra. "Maybe I should read that book and see if I can get a couple of ideas." "You can borrow it from the library," I said. "Soon as I return it, that is." We all laughed. I'm notorious for turning library books in late. "Meanwhile, Deandra, you can start working on portraits of these sisters so we can use them for our report covers when we're done." I didn't wait for her to volunteer because I knew she wouldn't. For somebody who has talent, she spends an awful lot of energy hiding it. But I figure if enough people tell her she's good, she'll start believing it. That means people actually have to see her work. I'm gonna make sure they do, even if I have to keep volunteering her for projects till we graduate. She's not about to say no to me. She knows I'm stubborn when I want something. "Fine," says Deandra. "I'll do the portraits, but don't look at me when Mr. Ward sees those report covers and busts out laughing." "Laughing? What do you mean laughing?" Janelle and I look at each other. I nodded, and on the count of three, we jumped on Deandra and tickled her till tears of laughter squirted out of her eyes. Them's my girls. They don't care what I look like. They know the only difference between my color and theirs is that the slave master who owned my family raped my great-great-grandma instead of theirs. And like my dad says, that ain't nothing to celebrate or be stuck up about. Open Mic, For the Record, by Tanisha Scott. It's the blood that tells. Slaves black as Mississippi mud ring the trunk of my family tree. They speak through me, black as they want to be. The slaver's white drop couldn't stop the spread of African cells. They're bred in the bone, past the slick hair, the too fair skin. So don't tell me I can't fit in. My heart beats like a talking drum. My mom hums to Bessie just like yours. The brothers in my dreams are pure ebony, and blue-black grandmother arms like the ones that cradled my ancestors have often cradled me.